This is Robert L. Leahy reading Anxiety Free, Unravel Your Fears Before They Unravel You. Chapter 1, Understanding Anxiety. We live in the age of anxiety. In any given year, about 18% of Americans will suffer from an anxiety disorder. This is twice the rate as that for depression, though the latter seems to receive more attention. Over the course of a lifetime, the number who will suffer from anxiety rises to close to 30%, and these are remarkable facts. Just as clinical depression is a lot more severe a problem than people just feeling down now and then, clinical anxiety is a lot more severe than being subject to everyday worries. The fact is, real anxiety disorder is a serious thing. If you suffer from one, chances are it has a major impact on your life. People with anxiety disorders often find themselves unable to work effectively, to socialize, to travel, or to maintain stable relationships. They may go through all sorts of contortions to avoid certain people, places, or activities, including driving, flying, and riding in elevators. They may be unable to endure crowds, social gatherings, open spaces, or even small amounts of dirt. They often have trouble sleeping. Some become socially reclusive or housebound. In extreme cases, an anxiety disorder will even require hospitalization. For real sufferers, the condition goes well beyond fretting over income taxes or feeling jumpy around spiders. It's a real and lasting affliction with life-impacting consequences. Nor does it end there. Those who suffer from anxiety disorder are far more likely to become depressed, giving many the dubious distinction of suffering from two debilitating conditions at once. They're also far more likely to be substance abusers, especially alcoholics. And there's little doubt that having an anxiety disorder is bad for your health. It's been linked to cardiac problems, hypertension, gastrointestinal distress, respiratory illness, diabetes, asthma, arthritis, skin problems, fatigue, and a host of other conditions. It affects about 16% of children with significant impact on their future development. Children with anxiety disorders have more problems in school, both academic and social, and far more chance of growing up to be psychologically impaired or disabled. Anxiety, unlike some more discrete ailments, is one of those conditions that severely impacts overall health and well-being. All this is costly to society as well as to individuals. In fact, the cost of treating anxiety disorders runs to many billions of dollars. About a third of medical costs for all psychiatric problems is for the treatment of anxiety. People with anxiety disorder are less productive at work and more likely to use medical services or visit emergency rooms. People with panic disorder are 5 times more likely than average to receive disability payments. Quite outside of these official numbers, millions of people who suffer from symptoms of anxiety, whether diagnosed as disorders or not, consult medical practitioners of all sorts with anxiety-related complaints. How much of a burden this places on the healthcare system, no one can say for sure, but there's no doubt that the stress many of us feel as individuals is being felt as a collective stress on society at large. Is there something we can do about all this? As individuals, we have choices as to how we deal with it. We also have opportunities we didn't used to have. Modern psychology has learned a great deal about anxiety in the last few decades. We know much more than we once did about where it comes from, how it operates on the mind, the nature of the behavioral patterns it generates. All this can help us understand the role that anxiety plays in our lives. And understanding that role is the key to overcoming anxiety, not to eliminating it completely, for as we'll see, that's not a realistic goal. But we'll learn to neutralize it, control it, and keep it from being a debilitating force that restricts our health and freedom. Understanding anxiety, in short, is the way to escape its tyranny. The first thing to understand about anxiety is that it's part of our biological heritage. Long before any recorded human history, our ancestors lived in a world filled with life-threatening dangers: predators, starvation, toxic plants, hostile neighbors, heights, disease, and drowning. It was in the face of these dangers that the human psyche evolved. The qualities necessary to avoid danger were the qualities that evolution bred into us as human beings. A good many of these qualities amounted simply to different forms of caution. Fear was protective. One had to be wary of many things to survive. This wariness persists in our present psychological makeup in the form of some of our deepest aversions and phobias. These fears were adaptive. They are really survival instincts left over from a primitive era. In our next chapter, we'll talk in more detail about how these fears came to be programmed into us and what some of the implications for us are. The next thing to understand is that, since we no longer live in the primitive world, the fears we carry from it are no longer adaptive. The challenges we encounter in our lives are quite different from the ones our ancestors faced on the savannah or in the jungle. Yet our brains continue to operate as though nothing has changed. We're driven by the instinct to run from a hungry jaguar when all we may be confronting is a barking dog. We're afraid to touch a plate someone has used because our ancestors had a healthy aversion to contaminated food. We feel pathologically shy because in another era, a stranger could easily kill us. Even a member of our own tribe might do harm to us if offended. When it comes to our deepest instincts, we act as though we are still in the Stone Age, facing Stone Age conditions. We are, in short, operating on an outmoded set of rules. Evolution has programmed these rules into us as a way of protecting us from risk. They're like a kind of software installed in our heads, software that's millions of years old. Every instinct we have tells us that obeying the rules will keep us safe, when in fact, just the opposite may be true. Our method of breaking free from the tyranny of anxiety will be to challenge these rules, in effect, to rewrite them. This will involve examining the irrational beliefs that the rules are based on. For these beliefs, when unquestioned, exert a hidden but enormously powerful influence over our thoughts and behavior. Once we challenge these beliefs, we can begin revising the rules governing anxiety, even though the latter are embedded deeply in our mind. There are 6 common recognized anxiety disorders, each with its own particular group of symptoms. They all come from the same kind of basic survival instinct. People who have one of these disorders frequently have more than one. Occasionally, an individual will have most, if not all of them. The 6 recognized anxiety disorders are 1. Specific phobia. This is the fear of a specific stimulus or situation, such as planes, elevators, deep water, certain animals, etc. Your underlying belief is that the thing is actually dangerous in itself. That is, the plane may crash, the dog may bite. 2. Panic disorder. This is a fear of your own physiological and psychological reactions to fearful stimuli. In essence, a fear of a panic attack. Any abnormalities, such as altered breathing or heart rate, vertigo, sweating, or tremors, are seen as signs of impending collapse, insanity, or death. The accompanying avoidance of situations that could trigger these reactions is known as agoraphobia and often limits mobility severely. 3. Obsessive-compulsive disorder. You have recurring thoughts or images, that is, obsessions, that you find distressing. For example, thoughts of being contaminated, losing control, making a mistake, or behaving inappropriately. You have the overwhelming urge to perform certain actions or compulsions that will neutralize these images, such as washing, arbitrary rituals, constant checking, and the like.